welcome to Rockstar Beatles Immunity, in which I love the songs and Val.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now I need a place to hide. Suddenly, I'm not half the girl I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
The Beatles Immunity Night first submission. So
the Beatles.
Yeah, I know you hate the Beatles. I like the Beatles a lot. I think they're really good. So whatever, Val, you and your Beatles hating, like
hate,
whatever.
Rage.
What did you think of this?
I thought that it had like really good emotion, and your upper range is nice. It was kind of like a little too airy for me though, and yeah, up there all the time.
Clary was airy. I agree. I thought the emotion was like fantastic. Like your emotion was like so beautiful, and I think overall this was sung really beautifully too. I think you had, like, a couple of strange moments for me. Like, at the beginning, you sounded a little strange, like, when you jumped up into your head voice. And, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, I felt like it was kind of, like, I feel like all over the place makes it sound bad, but that's not what I'm saying. I just thought that, like, as far as your range goes, this was, like, a weird choice. Because at some points you were in your, like, lower register and it sounded really good. And then you, like, moved to your head voice. And it sounded really good, and then you'd move back down to your, like, lower voice. So it was kind of, like, a mix of, like, weird jumping, and I just, like, I don't know, like, I just wish you had, like...
Too much jumping.
Yeah, like, I just felt like there was too much jumping between ranges, and I wish you had... like, stayed in one for the majority of the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, like, if you can't sing something and you have to go into your head voice, then, like, that's just, like, how it goes. But, like,
stay in a central area.
Yeah, and I guess this was just, like, not in a central area for me, and so I just, like, didn't know how I felt about it. Like, I'm really confused about how I felt about this one, because, like, I think vocally it sounded nice, but there was just, like, something off about it for me. But, like, emotionally it was really good, so I don't know.
Yeah, the emotion won me over, so yay.
Yay! Emotion wins every time. Yeah. Well, not really. You can't fully rely on emotion, so. I don't really have anything else to say.
Me neither.
Done. Up next is Dylan.
Sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Yeah, try with a little help from my friends. Yeah, try with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, yeah. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
Oh, no, no. How do I feel at the end of the day?
Are you sad?
Well, no. Try with a little help from my friends. Everybody knows. Try with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh. Need someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
I need somebody. Give me somebody to love. I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Yeah, by with a little help from my friends. Oh,
would you believe in a love at first sight?
I'm certain it happens all the time. I don't see much, but it sure feels like mine, yeah. For my friends, oh, try with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna keep trying with a little help from my friends, yeah. Ooh. Somebody. girl. I needed someone to love, certainly someone. I get by with a little help from my friends. God knows I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. By with a little help from my friends. Oh, baby.
I feel I should, like, express my disgust for them in every critique tonight. Blah.
I really like this song. I like the Beatles.
I hate this song.
I thought that this was kind of a poor choice for you, Dylan. I really, really, really did not like it for your voice. Like, I thought it was, like, really strainy throughout some of the parts. And, like, at the beginning, you were a little pitchy. It just did not do it for me. Like, I mean, you had good emotion, as always.
Yeah.
Like, you were super into it, which I like, always appreciate that from, and I like that you always bring that, and that's always just, like, super great to hear from you. Mm-hmm. But I guess I just, like, didn't, I don't know, it just wasn't, it wasn't.
I think, like, it picked up the in the second half of the song, yeah. But then it was still kind of, like, strainy.
Yeah, it sounded, like, shaky, and you made it almost, like, country-sounding. Like, you did this weird, like, thing with your voice that kind of made it, like, twangy, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Maybe that's just his Georgian-ness coming through.
His natural instinct, seeing as he won.
Yeah.
Lone Star.
Yeah.
I don't know, I felt like it was a little out of range for you, like, at some points, like, especially at the beginning. I completely agree. I think at the, like, the second half is, like, was much better.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think you would have been better off doing the upbeat version of this, because this version's, like, slow and croony and kind of blah. Faster one's more tolerable.
Oh my gosh.
And I think it would have been more in your range.
The background singers were so funny, too.
I know. They're like a church choir.
Yeah, they were so intense. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like this was a theme song to a TV show, and I can't remember.
Really?
Like, this version of it, I think.
I don't know. I, like, legitimately...
I don't know.
I like that noise I just made.
I think... I'm thinking, like, Wonder Years or something, but I'm not sure. It might just sound like the Wonder Years theme or something.
I have no idea what the Wonder Years is.
It's old. I don't even know what year it was, but it was on Nick at Night forever ago.
Oh. Well, you are, like, a year older than me or something, so maybe that year...
The age gap. I'm so much older.
You're so much older than me, so the age gap is just so strange.
The generations.
The generations. I'm done.
Me too.
Up next is Russ.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in her. Somewhere in her smile she knows
that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in her. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know, I don't know. Stick around and it may show, but I don't know, I don't know.
Moonbeam Russ is back.
Moonbeam Russ. God, about Moonbeam Russ. That was good. Oh my gosh. So, what did you think of this? I'll let you go first, because I went first last time, I think.
Dun dun dun. I don't know. It sounded really mellow, and like it sounded to me like you were trying to not have as much vibrato as you normally do, and like then like it sounded kind of like weird and like mellow, and like you were putting on a voice, and like I don't know. This is like a weird song choice. The music sounded a little too loud. The emotion was pretty good. But I don't know, that voice just sounded weird.
I know, like, I was so thrown off the entire time, like, by the voice, like, the like, you. It was like you were, like, squeezing your lips together and being like, something in the way. Like, yeah. It was very, like, it was like you were pushing your, like, words, like, so closely, like, tight together with your lips. Like, it was just so strange. And, like, I don't know, it was just, like, really bizarre to me. Like, I don't know how else to describe it, because that was all I could focus on, like, was that weird voice that you had going. I think I liked your emotion, like, especially there was one part where I could tell you were smiling, like, something in the way, oh, that was, like, cute, I liked that a lot, and I wish you had, like, had that feeling throughout the entire song, and I think you did, but I think it was so hard to tell, because, you, like, because of your voice. Like, I think if you had just sang it in your normal voice, it wouldn't have sounded so strange, I guess.
Yeah. I think the type of emotion you were trying to put into it made your voice sound odd.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Like, it was really, very strange. Like, it sounded good vocally. Like, it was on pitch.
Yeah,
and, like,
definitely.
And everything was fine. It was just, like, it sounded like you were putting on a voice. I don't know.
I think... Yeah, it was Russ trying to downplay the vibrato because it wasn't as noticeable.
But I think vibrato would have been nice on this song. like a little, just like a little bit of it would have been kind of nice to have on like this specific song.
There was a little bit.
Yeah, but it was like so at the end weird. Of
phrases.
The voice was.
It was baffling. The voice was everything's so baffling off-putting. Tonight.
I know. Maybe everybody was right with the Beatles being like bad and cursed on these shows.
Is everyone Dylan? No.
Yeah. And dun, you? Dun,
oh. Well, I just hate the Beatles, so I'm a bit biased.
Okay, I'm done.
Done.